broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, it's certainly no disrespect to anyone that's vegan or vegetarian.
We are exploring all options as we speak right now.
Yes, there was a BB gun. I never threatened to shoot him.
He'll bring another couple home with him. That would be fun.
That's just stuck on stupid.
World famous Phil Hendry show since 1990, taking your ass to the edge of reality and beyond. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass and beyond. Going to places no talk show can go. Every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And right now, available on your Android, on your Evo. Flash 10.1, baby. If you don't have it, download it. But your Android phone should have it, and you can watch our live streaming video of the show right now from your remote device. That is your Android phone or your Evo phone. When it comes to iPhone, either we're going to develop something and get it up on iPhone, or there will be some sort of download available. But we're very happy to tell you that Flash 10.1 downloaded to your Android, and you can watch our live streaming video of the show on your mobile device no matter where you are. And, man, everywhere you go and everywhere I turn, they're talking about making video mobile and making sure that people can watch any kind of streaming video on a mobile device. NFL Network's doing it. DirecTV is doing it. Well, guess what? Now the Phil Hendry Show is doing it. All right, coming up, we have a 27-year-old gentleman, Chris Norton, from Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, California. He is going to be talking about this Facebook account where a 27-year-old was dating a 14-year-old, and he got arrested. Mr. Norton is involved in a similar situation. We will talk to him about it forthcoming. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress to the MTV Video Music Awards. It angered PETA. PETA was angry that she was wearing a meat dress. I thought that would be a protest against meat. Well, why would she protest meat? In any event, so also Bud's Nightly News. And in a moment, Chris Norton, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, Dallas, KFXR, 1190 AM, and in Richmond, Virginia, WLEE, 990 AM on your dial. Here is a story from Chichester, Pennsylvania. There's nothing wrong with marrying a girl half your age unless you're 27 years old. And that is the case of a man named Robert Nixon, N-I-C-K-S-O-N, Jr., whose wedding plans were ruined this week after Delaware County authorities had a chat with his 14-year-old fiancée. How did they get caught? Facebook. Their profile pictures were photos of the two of them together, and they posted both posted updates stating that they're in love and they're engaged, and the police have got it all here. Their profile pictures were photos of the two of them together, and they both posted updates, and the police say that Nixon recently took the girl to a mall and bought her an engagement ring, and they even sent each other messages saying, wow, won't it be great if we could be together and we wouldn't get caught and all this other jazz. So this cat has been arrested. He's been charged with statutory sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault, corruption of minors, and related offenses. He was taken to the George W. Hill Correctional Facility after failing to post bail. And according to the criminal complaint, Mr. Nixon texted this 14-year-old girl, I wish I had my own place and you lived with me. I would get to see you every day no matter what time I get done, and no one would know where it is. 877-876, Phil with me, Chris Norton from Hermosa Beach, California. Mr. Norton, are you involved in a similar situation?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you guys are not advertising it. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 28.
And how old is your, is she a fiancé?
Oh, no, she's not a fiancé. She's a young lady that I have been very much attracted to, and we both had a similar sort of, you know, we met each other on a social networking site.
You don't want to tell me which one?
I really would rather not. I do have different accounts. I have multiple accounts because I'm socially active. Also very, I suppose you could say, I am very attractive to a lot of women, but I'm not, right now, I'm just dating this girl individually.
Now, you know that you saw what happened to this guy, right? And you know that the laws are very clear when it comes to sex with an underage girl.
I know that the laws are supposedly clear when it comes to sex with an underage girl. The laws are not clear, though, Mr. Henry, when it comes to whether or not there is a very strong connection, you know, between you and the girl or you and the boy, depending upon your age. And also it doesn't speak to the sexuality as well as the sensuality of a relationship. If there are strong sexual energies, they're expressive. And it also doesn't speak to if you can provide her with a better existence than her father can. And that, I think, is what has gotten me into a problem. Not so much that, you know, I'm you know, dating his daughter.
All right, have you talked to the girl that you're involved with? Is how old?
She's 15.
So you're 28, she's 15, so you're 13 years older than her.
Yeah, that's good math.
Okay, I didn't mean to be a smart ass, sir.
All right, but I mean, everybody says, oh, 13, you know. I mean, I could ask you if you've ever had a girlfriend that's 13 years younger than you.
Well, it's a little bit different because they're adults, but let me just say this. What do you mean? You've been in touch with the father?
I just left him a message, and I left him my phone number.
You left him a message?
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
Well, I basically said to him that I could provide for this girl, and I don't want to use her real name. I guess we could, I'll just use a pseudonym called, I'll call her Brandy. That I could provide a good life for her, way better than what he's able to, and you know.
Have you heard back from him?
No, I haven't.
Well, does this girl live with you?
No, she doesn't. She's right now living there at her parents' house, but she does come to visit me on weekends whenever we have time together, and because we do have a very strong connection.
You mentioned that the strong connection you have with this girl, Chris, is a sexual.
It's all phases. I mean, I don't think I just said sexual. I said we do have a strong sexual relationship, but we also have a strong sensual relationship.
And a sensual? Did you say a sensual relationship?
Yes, sir. And we also have a good intellectual relationship. She knows that I can, you know, show her things. I mean, like the world that she'd never not ever seen, you know, and her dad never showed her.
And well, let me ask you a question here. How do you make your money? What do you do for money?
Well, right now I'm a pharmaceutical telemarketer, but my father has an insurance business. He owns several agencies that I also am going to take over. And I also am an aspiring filmmaker.
But in terms of the actual dollars?
Yeah, I have my dad has way, way more, way, he has way more, lots of, way more money than her dad does. And I did try to explain this to him.
When you called this girl's father, I just want to ask you something, because I know that how men are, you know, women have their vanities, men have their vanities, and one of the vanities that we have as men, and one of the places where we are very connected is to our careers, to what we do with our lives, how capable we are of taking care of our families. And to say to us, you can't take care of your family as well as I can.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
No, when you call him up and say that you could take care of his daughter, his 15-year-old daughter, better than he, and you're 28... Do you think he would receive that in a positive way?
I think that any man, Sir Henry, who is sensible to to the well-being of his daughter, would very much want to hear, you know, what the proposition is, and, you know, what want to hear just what the layout of the you know, what's the layout of the plan. I think that would be the best thing, you know, for her just, you know, I mean, for him to listen to the layout of the plan of what I got, you know, what I'm planning on. And I'm hopeful that he will. I'm not saying that he's not, but he just doesn't, you know.
Well, what does her father do?
A as far as I know, he goes out of town for construction jobs, you know, and he doesn't really make a lot of money. And I was able to get a hold of one of his pay stubs. And I told him on the phone, you know, I said, I got your pay stub here, so I know how much you know, what you make. And I said to him, you know, it'd probably be a good idea for you to call me back.
It doesn't sound very polite.
Excuse me?
That doesn't sound very polite, the way you're approaching this father.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, what I'm saying is, you know, I think it'd be in your best interest to call me back. I got a hold of one of your pay stubs. You know, this is a father of an underage girl, okay?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he knows which side. I mean, maybe I'm painting this too negative. He knows which side. He knows what's going on. I mean, my father has a lot of money, and my father will be able to provide for me. And I will provide for his daughter if I decide to marry her. I mean, I haven't even decided to marry her yet, but I got to get what I'm looking for is clearance. And, you know, I want him to waive certain things. And
what are you asking him to waive?
Well, I would want him to waive any prosecution of me for having sex, because we do have a strong sexual connection that he wouldn't understand. So I said to him, we do have a strong sexual connection. And,
oh, man, you're not talking to her father about having sex with her. Hold on for a minute, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
hold on. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton with us. He's another young man who has a girlfriend through Facebook that's underage, and he's gone so far as contacting her father to say that he can support her. He makes more money than him, and he would like to be able to do that, but he needs for the old man, the father, to waive certain... You don't want her father to charge you with a crime or to go to the police?
I don't know if he would, but I think it would be best if he were to waive the sexual act, because my father makes a lot of money, and therefore I could, you know, keep her in a very comfortable way. If, on the other hand, her father decides to prosecute me for a sexual, you know, say sexual battery, or statutory sexuality, then I would then, of course, have, you know, I'd have to push the eject button on the whole plan. And
pushing the eject button meaning what? Meaning you won't marry her?
Well, I've not married.
I mean live with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't live with her.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Henry Show. You know, Chris, I don't know what you're asking the father. You're saying that money is a far better consideration here?
Well, I mean, I'm saying that if you have a daughter and she'd be better off with, you know, with a guy who's, you know, older than she would be with you, then you, I think you have a moral obligation to, you know, let her live with a guy that's older, even if it did involve sex, because it's not dirty, it's, you know, respectful. But I think it'd be better if she was living with a guy than being at your house, poor, and, you know, I mean, living in a house that's poor and not having, you know, having to push start a car or something. I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And really what we're talking about here is this sort of age-old, you know, I can take care of your daughter, sir, and here's some money. And that's what Mr. Norton's talking about. And that is, it sounds to me like he's trying to get around what a lot of guys try to get around, the laws that prohibit relations with a minor. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking to the father and saying, I can take care of your daughter much better than you can if you'll just waive prosecuting me. Your calls with Chris Norton next at 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Is it called statutory sexuality or statutory?
Statutory rape.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we are online at philhenryshow.com and on your mobile download Flash 10.1, and you got us on your Android or on your Evo phone, live streaming video right there. With me is Chris Norton from Hermosa Beach. Mr. Norton is a telemarketer from for a pharmaceutical company. His father is also the owner of several insurance agencies. And he is in a relationship with a 15-year-old girl. Mr. Norton is 28. Now, we just saw the story here, Mr. Norton, that this 27-year-old man has been arrested for having a liaison with a 14-year-old on Facebook. But you're very upfront with this, aren't you? Because of the fact that your father has money and you can offer this girl's father money.
Go so far as to say I'm just straight offering this man money. I mean, I've tried to make this as businesslike as I can. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, and I don't mean to lecture you or lecture any of the people in the audience, but even though Brandy and I have a strong, accessible relationship, I do want to be businesslike about it. And I've told her father, you know, I'm not trying to tell you all about, all the sexuality that we have, but I do want to be businesslike and have a business plan so that I can present it to you.
Now, what business plan are you going to present to this man having to do with his daughter?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of a business plan per se. It's simply to say to him that I am able to take care of your daughter far, far way better than you can. And if you are willing to, assent to that, then certainly I can, we can come to some understanding about it.
Are you talking about giving him money?
I'm not necessarily talking about giving him money. I'm talking about letting him see it. Well, what we like to say in the business, letting him see the green side of the hill, you know.
Well, what does that mean?
It could be money. It could be a position with my father, with my father's company.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. So she's underage. There's a guy that wants to live with your daughter, but he wants this to be a business-like thing, and he's willing to offer you money or a job.
Mr. Henderson, if I could interrupt, I mean, I think you're making me sound like I'm some kind of a piece of turd, you know.
And no, I'm no, but I mean, I have to spell it out. You want me to spell it out, don't you?
I understand it, sir, but I'm trying to be very business-like about it. I mean, I have told you about the stuff that we have, but I want to be businesslike about it.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, I think I'm being businesslike. I'm laying it out there. I'm saying that this is what it is you are proposing. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil. I'd like to say I'm glad I got a chance to talk on your show, and I love listening to you every morning on my drive around. And,
yes, sir.
I'd like to ask the gentleman, sir, do you have a conscience?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry.
Do you have a conscience? She's 15. You're, what, 28?
I'm 28 years old, yes. But as I said to Mr. Henry, that's only 13 years.
She's 15. She doesn't know those feelings that you know as a 28-year-old. I'm 29.
Oh, really?
My girlfriend
you know,
is 2 years younger.
Do you know this girl that I know? I mean, you're talking about her like you know her. I mean, she's very mature. She's probably more mature than a lot of women you would meet, you know. So I'm not sure exactly what you're saying.
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Joe in Anaheim.
I'd like to ask the gentleman in question here if he's even thinking about the typical upbringing of a young teenage girl. I mean, I'd like to know if he's going to be going to the sophomore sock hop or the junior ball or the senior prom with her. And
that's kind of a stupid question. I mean, she's living with me, so she's not going to be going to no.
Right, but
junior
then you're going
ball,
to be depriving her of something that normal typical teenage girls would experience in their life. I mean, are you going to want to take that away from her?
Well, maybe she didn't want to go.
I'm not doubting that, but I'm just saying that. I mean,
well, you're not. Then what are you saying?
I'm saying, how would you feel?
What are you saying?
If she wanted to do those,
if she doesn't want to go, she doesn't want to go. Then what would
I don't
be worried
about? I
don't
know her, sir. I'm just asking you.
That's right.
If she did want to go, would you go with her then?
Well, but what if she doesn't? That's my point. See? Exactly. That's what we won't do. I mean, so.
Well, it sounds like it's a one-sided thing here, and that she doesn't
well,
have
I mean,
much
faith. Well, I mean, if she wanted to go to a ball, what is it called? If she wants to go to a sock hop,
right?
Why
I mean,
she
she's probably no more than in the 10th grade or 11th grade. There's typical things that teenage girls do during that phase of their life. I mean, they like to get together and go to the malls and go to the show and all that kind of thing. And if one time they wanted to bring their boyfriends, are you going to join her in company like that?
Well, first of all, what boyfriend? I mean, she's living with me.
No, I'm talking about her girlfriends who get together that she goes to the mall with, or even if you allow her to go to the mall.
Her girlfriends are
going to
be going, if her girlfriends are coming to the mall with me?
No, if they went together and they decided that they wanted to go to some sort of activity or outing with their boyfriends with them, would you go?
Well, then I would be with them. Wouldn't I be with them?
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and online at philhendryshow.com, live streaming a video of our show right now there and on your mobile device. Just download Flash 10.1. In Chichester, Pennsylvania, there was a 27-year-old by the name of Robert Nixon who's been arrested for having a fiancée that's 14 years of age, and the parents don't know about it. He's been arrested for statutory sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault, corruption of minors. And they were planning on getting married, and he bought her a ring, and he's sending her these love letters. And I suppose to some degree, Chris, there can be sympathy for a guy like that. But he's still, this is an underage girl.
Well, you know, you talk about sympathy. I don't have any sympathy for, a guy so dumb that he puts it on Facebook. It's not anybody's business, but the man and the girl, and if you want to if you want to live with her and you feel the whole reason for me is I'm just looking for something exotic.
And for what?
For something exotic,
exotic?
Yes, sir. And so living with a young lady of 15, when we have accessible energy, and it is kind of exotic thing. So that was my feeling in calling her father and saying, how much is it going to, how much?
You want to buy this girl from this man? I think any father is going to react negatively to that.
Well, I don't want to buy her. I simply said to him, and I know that you don't have, you don't have a pot to throw it at us, so let's get serious. And, he left a message saying, I can't disagree with anything he's saying.
You know and I know that you don't have the pot to throw it out of, so let's get serious.
Yeah, that's correct, sir, yeah.
877-876-PHIL is our number here. As we talked to Chris Norton, a guy who has gone around this whole problem of being arrested, you just offered money to the girl's father. Here is Jack on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, thanks, Phil, for having me on the show.
Yeah.
As I had mentioned, I am a father, two daughters, and one of the things that's blaringly obvious here is that this gentleman here, Mr. Norton, it seems as though he's just in it for himself. He's not really caring about the daughter. I don't hear anything about...
Let's say I cared about her. Would that be okay with you? Care about her. Would that be okay with you?
Well, regardless...
I'm asking a question. If I cared about her, would that be okay with you?
From a father's perspective, that you're 28 and the kid is 15, no.
Well, whether I care about her has got nothing
regardless,
to do with it.
Well, regardless...
Right.
Regardless
then
why
you bring
of
it up for?
Will you let the man talk?
The father,
I can't hear the
regardless
guy.
Regardless of how you present it to the father, you're still committing statutory rape. And you may be able to skirt the issue now, but know that statutory rape does not have any expiration. 10-15 years from now, when they discover who you are, you will be arrested. You will go to jail. And the other point I want to make is, you said something about this relationship being exotic. So you have some perverse attraction to people under age. And when this girl reaches, let's say, 18, 19, 20, you're just going to dump her and find some other girl.
I don't understand what your point is. You're talking about how it's selfish, it's
final
illegal.
What point?
Hold on, both of you guys. Who's talking here?
I like to ask a question, Mr. Henry.
But I can't. This man hasn't finished.
Making his own income, and you're laying claim to that, and presenting that as your basis for your argument that you can support this girl, when in fact you're a telemarketer. You're uneducated, and you cannot, you know, you cannot support this girl, and you're relying on some fallacy that you're going to somehow inherit this your father's income and his business when you're uneducated. You're a telemarketer. So the bottom
line
is,
the problem is you don't have a point that you're making. You don't know whether it's because the girl is. Can I say something here, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead. Hold on. Hey, Jack. Hold on. What do you want to say?
This guy. He doesn't know what point he wants to make. Is it illegal? Yeah. Do I care about her? Yeah. I mean, this guy is. If I cared about her, would that make it okay? No, because then there's this.
It still doesn't make it okay.
Well, then what are you bringing it up for? Then why are you bringing it up?
It doesn't make it okay, whether or not.
All right. And it's got nothing to do with it. I don't know why you're bringing it up. You know, but I'm saying that if her father don't have any money.
You're getting the money from your dad, right?
Yeah, I'm getting the money from my dad. I'm getting the money from my dad, and I'm going to give the money to her dad. And this guy's saying that it's no good because I don't love her. Well, who said I didn't love her? I mean, I love her. I got enough money. And it is a statutory rape. Well, if her father says it's okay... See what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. If her father says it, maybe if her father says it's okay, it's still not legal. Do you understand?
Well, okay, so in other words, they're going to arrest me, even though her dad, her mom, her brother, they're all getting fat on this deal.
And well, what do you mean they're all getting fat on this deal? You got a girl that you're living with, and you've got the mother and the father and the brother?
No, they're not living there with me.
Well, what have you done? Have you paid them off?
I can't go into it because of what we are proposing, but they're all going to get fat on it. The brother is stands to, you know, get well. The mother's going to be fine. And so far, they like what they see, you know, so.
All right. Well, you're dealing with some degenerates, man. I don't know what to tell you. 877-876-PHIL. If this guy's dealing with degenerates, they're going to get well on the whole deal. And I don't know, man, but it sounds to me like it's... I don't know what to say. I mean, you can have a father who is a degenerate and lets his daughter have sex with an older guy for money. That's still against the law. Maybe the guy loves her. Maybe the guy wants to marry her. That's still against the law. But when this guy is laying the money around with the family, and the next thing you know, the brother and the mother and the everybody's getting well on this deal, what the hell does that make the girl? She's a commodity being sold? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Ravens beat the Jets?
Yeah.
Ravens beat the Jets tonight 10-9, and I forget the other game. What was it, Robert?
It was, I don't know.
It was another game, right?
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, Ravens beat the Jets, and Rex Ryan, I heard a very good comment yesterday as I was driving around. Rex Ryan is the head coach of the Jets, and I think it's very true. Rex Ryan should begin to cash some of those checks that he's been writing with his mouth. You know, Bud?
Well, I don't really follow football, except I do like the Jets. So you ought to be careful about that one.
Oh, who cares? All right. Rex Ryan ought to quit mouthing off about how good his football team is and have him play it. How about that?
I don't know.
All right, Lady Gaga dons meat dress to VMAs. So what? Well, PETA got a little crazy because they thought they recognized some of their own cats hanging from Lady Gaga. I don't know. Lady Gaga, the singer, whose capacity to surprise her audiences shows no signs of abating. Well, she's a performance artist, so that's their thing, you know.
What does that mean?
You know, performance artists are like, they're always on, man. They're always doing something whack. You know, they're always trying something, wearing a meat dress, you know. You know, Bud?
Yeah, one time I seen a guy, he was like, shot himself.
What?
Yeah, there was a performance artist that shot himself.
Yeah.
What do you mean he shot himself?
He did. That was part of his performance art. He had a guy shoot him in the arm.
Yeah. That's pretty entertaining.
Entertaining, huh?
What are you gotta kidding me, right?
No, we're not kidding. I don't know the guy's name, but it was a performance. It was a thing that he did. He had himself shot in the arm.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who do a lot of stuff.
So anyway, Lady Gaga was at the MTV Video Music Awards last night, and she was wearing a dress made out of meat, and we have this update that I'm sure you've been waiting for with bated breath. It's real meat, okay?
That's what she said.
Ha ha.
Why don't you knock it off with that? That's what she said. Those are so old, okay?
That's what she said.
Get out of here. Lady Gaga dons meat dress to the VMAs. Lady Gaga, the singer whose capacity to surprise her audiences shows no sign of abating, caused one of the biggest frissons of her career yesterday, whatever that means, when she turned out at an awards ceremony in a meat dress, an appearance which managed in a few minutes to offend vegetarians and animal rights campaigners. She took to the stage at the MTV Music Video Awards in a matching dress, boots, hat, and handbag that appeared to be made of cuts of raw beef. It's pretty, don't you think that's? Anyway, let's listen to this cut. Here is Lady Gaga, as Margaret likes to call her. She explains why she's wearing a meat dress.
Well, it's certainly no disrespect to anyone that's vegan or vegetarian. I, as you know, am the most judgment-free human being on the earth. However, originally, it has many interpretations, but for me this evening, it's as if we don't stand up for what we believe in, if we don't fight for our rights, pretty soon we're going to have as much rights as the meat on our bones.
What?
All right.
We don't know what that means, all right.
I am not a piece of meat.
You're not a piece of meat, but your dress is.
Yay!
Gaga, who dominated the Los Angeles... Gaga, who dominated the Los Angeles ceremony by... Don't touch that, bud.
Try it.
That's me. I get to do that. Gaga dominated...
Uh-huh.
Gaga, who dominated the Los Angeles ceremony by winning in 8 categories, first wore an Alexander McQueen creation before changing into the meat dress to receive her final award. Her decision to turn out in figure-hugging steak follows her appearance on the cover of Vogue Hommes Japan. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Vogue Hommes Japan.
Vogue Homo Japan.
Yeah.
It ain't Vogue Homo Japan, okay? H-O-M-M-E-S. How do you figure that's homo?
Well, I mean, it means homo.
No, it does not, man. It means men. Vogue Men's Japan is basically what that means. Why did you hit my microphone?
I'm sorry.
Vogue Men's Japan in a meat bikini. Do you think she's going to wear a meat bikini in a women's magazine?
No, I can understand that'd be more attractive to men.
Exactly. I don't know of anything I want to see more than Lady Gaga in a meat bikini. What kind of a meat bikini?
Maybe strips of bacon.
Yeah, probably tenderized beef, strip of bacon... roast beef. You can have a roast beef hug her ass.
Roast beef and hug her ass. In any event, the dress drew predictable outrage from PETA. Why? What are you upset about, PETA? Would you rather we eat the meat?
Well, they don't want to see an animal be someone's underwear.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They don't want to see the animal be someone's underwear, but they want to see the animal eaten? Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't want to see none of that neither.
They don't want to see none of that neither? Well, wait a minute, bud. If she's wearing meat, where'd she get it?
Yeah, she probably got it at the store.
Well, yeah, she went down to Vaughn's or Kroger's.
Okay, so she had an assistant go down to Vaughn's or Kroger's to buy her some meat that she could make into an outfit.
Well, either that or went to the deli.
They probably went to a deli for the roast beef, because that's the only thing...
Oh, I understand, guys. Okay, you don't have to tell me where... So they went down and they got the meat. What was that meat intended for?
For her underwear.
Originally.
They're going to eat it.
They're going to eat it, exactly. So who cares whether she wears it as underwear or some guy turns it into a mile-high sandwich? Either way,
Yeah, but in one, they're going to eat it. In the other, it's on her. She's wearing it on her butt.
Well, so what, man? What difference does it make?
I don't just see. It doesn't seem respectful.
Yeah.
What doesn't seem respectful? Are you telling me that it's respectful to who, bud?
To the steak, or not the steak, but what do you call it?
Cow.
Well, yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that if I eat the meat, that's more respectful to that cow than if the meat was worn as underwear?
Because on account of the way it was intended.
Well, does the cow care?
Well, I think the cow cares. If a cow, I don't know if they know, but if they know, well, at least he's going to eat me.
So the cow's in cow heaven, and he's all bummed out that he sees his meat being eaten, or...
No, it's like, what if she used it as a tampon? Is that more respectful or not?
Now you're being an idiot.
No!
Well, it is a good point.
What's a good point? If she used it as a tampon, you got to be out of your mind. I'm talking about wearing the meat as a dress or as underwear or whatever you clowns are talking about, okay? You're telling me that's less respectful than eating it as a roast beef sandwich.
I think if what Peter's saying, it traditionally intended as a roast beef sandwich or cutlet or what have you, your choice.
Thank you.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then she comes out and she's wearing... like a bacon strip, you know, underwear or anything, or that's pretty funny if you think about it. Gee, your underwear's got bacon strips. Well, wait a minute, your underwear is bacon strips. But that...
I'll do it. Thanks very much, bud. That's real funny. The dress drew predictable outrage from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You want to know why PETA got upset? Because basically Lady Gaga did something pretty funny that PETA hasn't been able to manage in years. Years and years and years. PETA's always trying to do something outrageous, and it winds up really boring and stale, and nobody understands it anyway. Here's Lady Gaga, one trip at bat, one trap to the plate, and she knocks it out of the park, and there's PETA sitting on the bench with splinters in her ass, and they don't know how she attracts the attention she does. Anyway, Ingrid Newkirk, the organization's founder who lives with thousands of cats and probably thinks she is one, in that business, Lady Gaga has a hard time being over the top, and wearing a dress made out of cuts of dead cows is offensive enough to bring comment. But someone should whisper in her ear that there are more people upset by butchery than impressed by it, and that means a lot of young people will not be buying her records if she keeps it up. On the other hand, maybe it was fake, and she'll talk about that later. If not, what's next? The family cat made into a hat? That's pretty funny, Ingrid. Ingrid, who had to take 5 paragraphs to say something even remotely interesting to what Lady Gaga said, then passed out. Meanwhile, Gaga, whose previous ensembles have included a bubble wrap outfit, a Kermit the Frog costume, and a pizza hat, later explained her choice on the Ellen DeGenerated show. And I think you just heard the cut. I can play it again for you, or I can just pretend I'm her.
Well, it certainly is no disrespect to anyone in the thing of the...
Well, it's certainly no disrespect to anyone that's vegan or vegetarian.
That's what I meant. For this evening, if we don't stand up for what we believe in, and if we don't fight for our rights, pretty soon we're going to have as much rights as the meat on our own bones, and I'm not a piece of meat, she said. Afterwards, DeGeneres, who is a vegan, presented her with a vegetarian bikini and skirt. It's fabulous, said Gaga. It's kale. Is it organic? DeGeneres, who said, no, it isn't. And that's when Gaga took it and threw it in the street. For most of the evening, Twitterers were discussing her dress. The term meat dress was the most used term last night on account of that's what we saw on trending topics. Thank you. Yours sincerely, The Washington Post.
Did they say that?
No, they didn't say that. They might as well, though. Durr. We're the Washington Post. Durr. We went over to Twitter, and a trending topic was meat dress. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm shocked. I'm crazed. I don't care, you know.
Well, again, Mike, you can have a meat dress, but I do believe it disrespect to the cat or dog or however. If, on the other hand, a cow or those are meat cuts or cuts of meat, a different... a variety of meat, a rump roast or something, then no one care, you know. But why did DeGeneres get upset?
Ellen DeGeneres didn't get upset. She gave her a vegetarian. We see, by giving her the vegetarian dress, then we know that it wasn't exactly spontaneous. We know that Ellen knew ahead of time. Oh, she already did know ahead of time because it was last night. Never mind. Here is Lady Gaga. We may hear this again. Is this her performing last night?
Thank you so much. I was so nervous for tonight that I...
Okay, thanks a lot. Now, no, this is her acceptance speech.
Thank you so much. I was so nervous for tonight that I would let my fans down. And I promised if I won this tonight, I'd announce the name of my new record. It's called Born This Way. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Burning hell.
All right. Lady Gaga last night at the VMA. I like her. I like her a lot. I like everything about her. I like the way she looks, the way she walks, the way she talks, her meat dress. And if she ever needs any contribution to that meat dress.
Oh, yeah, I'm in line.
Me too.
So, Lady Gaga, you can count all three of us in if you're missing any meat. I'm kidding. It's a crude guy joke. Our number 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget online at philhenryshow.com. Check us out on your mobile. Go and get Flash 10.1, Jack. We're on Android. We're on Evo. Pretty soon we'll be on iPhone. We're everywhere and anywhere. We're the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our news hour coming up next with Bud and me and Bud's Nightly News, too.
Phil Henry.
Burning hell.